Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Welcome back, and let's get into these headlines. Residents and visitors urged to safely utilize break-in storms to recover and prepare. The current break-in storms provides the opportunity for residents and visitors to recover and prepare. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management is encouraging safe recovery and preparation practices, especially as Mono County communities experience an influx of heavy equipment and increased activity as the county and partner agencies address local needs. The National Weather Service has forecast another warm atmospheric river storm rolling in on Monday, March 20th, potentially triggering additional avalanches and flooding at lower elevations. The Mono County OEM is once again urging residents to utilize this break in between storms to prepare for the upcoming weather event. This includes addressing any impacts to your home and structures from previous weather events and preparing for potential power outages, road closures, and limited resources. The Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution to approve an employment agreement with John Jack Conroy as Mono County's first Chief People Officer. The CPO will work under the County Administrative Officer and will serve as an advisor to the Sheriff Coroner, Assessor, District Attorney, and all appointed department leads. Mr. Conroy's background in human resources and experience in employee retention and recruitment make him a welcomed addition to the Mono County team. With over 8 years of experience in human resources, Mr. Conroy has focused his professional efforts on increasing employee retention and engagement. Mr. Conroy studied at Colorado State University, where he earned a bachelor's degree in history and political science before obtaining his Juris Doctorate from Tulane University in employment law. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Northern Inyo Healthcare District sets two events to looking at screening options, lowering risks. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and Northern Inyo Healthcare District experts are encouraging patients 45 and older, or those with a family history, to seek regular screenings. To bring this topic to the forefront, NIHD will host two events, a two-night extended hours consultation clinic and a healthy lifestyles talk. Northern Inyo's General Surgery Clinic will extend its hours on Tuesday, March 21st, and Wednesday, March 22nd, to allow patients to schedule a preventative consultation with General Surgeon Dr. Robin Cromer Tyler between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. These sessions are designed for those 45 and older, those with a family history of colon cancer, or those wanting to take a proactive stance with their health. Dr. Cromer Tyler will discuss colorectal cancer risk factors and screening options with those who schedule a visit. Please call 760-872-1606 for one of these evening appointments. Please note, Northern Inyo Healthcare District will bill patients and or their insurance for these consultations. Then, on Thursday, March 23rd at 5:30 p.m., NIHD will host its March Healthy Lifestyle Talk. Who is at risk for colorectal cancer? a roundtable-style presentation featuring, once again, Dr. Robin Cromer Tyler, Dr. Connor Wiles, a general surgeon who will join the NIHD surgical team later this summer, and our host, NIHD Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joy Englade. The Healthy Lifestyle Talk will be hosted live on YouTube at youtube.com at Northern Inyo Healthcare, or it will be presented live on Zoom. For connection information, go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and click the link. And it's time once again for the Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for March 16th at 10:30 a.m. Snow conditions were packed powder, daily temp of 29 degrees, base depth of 252 to 305 inches, winds were moderate. They were looking at 618 to 784 seasonal inches of snowfall, 3 parks open, 15 lifts, 79 trails. For the full report, you can go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Looking at Mammoth weather, today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 36 and a low of 15. Tomorrow's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 39 and a low of 21. Sunday, that storm's rolling back in with a high of 37 and a low of 27. As for Bishop, we're looking at a high of 57 and a low of 31 with mostly sunny today. Tomorrow's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 60 and a low of 37. Sunday's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 59 and a low of 39. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.